We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's OMF on EEI.
All right, back here in OMF. We know how the NFL works right now, right? There are no fans. Some of the stadiums, they can do it if the regulations within that state allow you to have fans, but you can't have an awful lot of them. And all of the players are tested. Are you ready for this? Every day. So every day an NFL player is tested for the coronavirus. Every single day. Every single staff member. Every single coach. The coaches are limited now in those people that can come in contact with them. That means you can't even go into the same office. So staff members that are dealing with marketing and other aspects of the organization do not get an opportunity to get anywhere near the coaches. And yet the NFL is requiring the coaches to all wear masks during the game. Now, the players don't have to do it. Think about this. They're all tested, players and coaches. The players don't have to wear the mask. The coaches do. When you say, well, you know, they're out there, they're running up and down the field, it's hard to breathe or whatever. Well, the coaches' boxes, and they're trying to do it through a mask. And they're having difficulty doing it because even though there's no crowd, they are pumping in crowd, music, all of this other stuff. And so what does the NFL do? They decide, because again, Optics Man made a statement that we need to do something. So Vic Fangio, the coach of the Denver Broncos, Seattle's Pete Carroll, who is more interested in chewing his gum, and you can't do it when you have a mask on, and Kyle Shanahan, $100,000 each for not wearing masks. Now, Lou, on top of that, each of their teams got another $250,000, so that's over $1 million in fines for not wearing masks. The two coaches last night are both going to get fined.
No, there's no question.
Both going to get fined.
Both those guys.
What are we talking about here?
I have no idea, and I've always... When this whole thing started, it was like, okay, how do we, you know, test everybody on the way in the locker room or weekly, daily? Just test them enough that when the game starts, you just go play your sport, right? And I think they've done a pretty good job with that. But baseball is the same way. Managers are wearing masks. Players are out there not wearing masks. The NFL, players are playing, no masks. You know, you don't see it in the NBA. They're inside. Brad Stevens doesn't wear a mask, right?
Yes.
Hockey coaches weren't wearing a mask, were they?
No. You know what the excuse is?
Two sports that are outside?
That's what they're saying. That's the excuse.
But it's outside. No. So you would think they're outside, so they don't need to wear a mask.
Correct.
Why the ones that are indoors don't need to?
No, they don't need to. You know what this is all about? Again, this is Optics Man. This is, and I hate to piss off the mask Nazis out there who get all worked up, because I'm not saying that people shouldn't be wearing masks. You know, you go into a store, you go in around other people. I get it. You wear the mask. But think about this. The coaches are getting tested every single day, like the players.
By the way, all those tests, how many positives were there?
Zero.
The last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They're not in a bubble. They're playing. They're traveling.
No, they're doing they're doing a really good job. But I don't blame a coach for sitting there saying, screw it, I'll take the fine because I'm having trouble right now communicating
with my coordinator. Yeah, but Glenn, you can't take $1.6 million in fines if it happens every week. Think about that. You're going to take that fine? $100,000, no problem. Okay, I'll tell you what, $200,000. All right, week three? $300,000. Well, you're going to keep doing. You got to keep taking those fines.
So why is the league doing it then, guys? You know why they're doing it? Because they want to show on TV to the audience. See, we're abiding by the laws. We're wearing the mask. We're doing what we're supposed to do. What about your players? They're not doing it. Well, that's different. So the coaches and the staff members, assistant coaches and whatever, on the sidelines are all wearing masks. But to communicate with the noise and everything else, they have to take the mask down to be able to talk into the headset.
Even the referees. I would look at the referees and umpires and say, hey, if it makes you feel more comfortable to wear a mask, then wear a mask.
Well, they take it down when they have to talk.
If you're concerned, wear a mask. You don't have to, though. Because we're testing everybody regularly. We're not letting anyone in the field unless they've been tested.
That's correct.
So why are we still doing this?
Because they...
Now, I saw Florio wrote it that rule came about when I think it was at the time getting tested every third day. You know, the initial protocol for what the NFL was going to do was maybe like, you know, certain days of the week, whether it was like Monday, Saturday, Friday, whatever it was, three days a week. That's changed. Now they're doing it every single day. So now that that's changed and it's every day, why are you still making an $100,000?
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's popped left and right, but for like $8,000.
Christian, it's
100 grand?
Yeah, it's all for show.
No, it is all for show, and it's also ridiculous. A power move, too. It's for show, and it's a power move. It's even because the NFL is like, even if their rules are stupid and they don't make any sense, they just have to go through that exercise of, hey, listen, well, I don't really care what you think. You're not going to put us in a position to look stupid. We need to show that we can control the people that work for us. These are rules. It's like the uniform rules.
Because they can't control the players.
Like, yeah, so it really is so stupid. And I just don't know. Like, I appreciate the effort, but pick something else. Pick something else that makes sense. And then I'm on board. But you're picking the stupidest thing to use. Like, they're all being tested. And I would say the coaches in the NFL have no life. They don't go anywhere. They don't go out to eat. They don't hang out with their families. They're stuck on a normal, best-case scenario, non-pandemic COVID life. They live, 23 hours out of the day in the building.
With all of those people that are on the sidelines with them during the course of the game.
It is. That's my point.
Makes no sense.
So why? Like, why? Just because you have the power to enforce it, and why can't you just admit the rule is stupid? Like, why can't you say, hey, you know, we gave it some more thought. We're going to give the money back. We realize that the coaches without a mask are not putting anyone at risk.
It's optics. We're sending the wrong message. But somebody calls up the league, sends an email, and says, I'm watching the NFL.
Nobody
is wearing a mask.
Yeah.
You know, we've reached 200,000 deaths, you know, in this, and it continues and continues. And it's like, yeah, I know, we test every day. We've had, 30,000, 40,000 tests the last 2 or 3 weeks? We haven't had one positive. We're doing a pretty good job.
They're doing a great job.
The NHL, the NBA did an outstanding job. Those guys aren't wearing masks. So nothing has changed. Same thing with baseball lately. You know what I mean? It's managers are out there wearing masks. They don't need to wear masks.
Listen, if a coach, because of his age,
they've created bubbles.
Right. Because of his health issues or whatever, wanted to wear a mask. I understand that, but they're telling us pretty much that the mask is to protect other people and not necessarily to protect us. All right? So you're protecting other people. But everybody on that sideline is together every single day during the course of the week. Every single one of them are tested every single day. It's a little bit different than when you go out to the store and you have no idea when you're in the produce aisle and you're picking and trying to grab an apple, the person that's near you, you have no idea whether they've got it or not. We know everything about all of the people on the sideline. When you're at home with your family every single day, do you wear a mask around the house, Lou? No, because you have the family. You're there with them every day. The coaches are with these people every single day. This is lunacy. We're doing it for show. We're doing it to be able to say, see, we obey. We go along with the rules. We're doing exactly what you want us to do.
You know, it's
and
also,
yet the players are not wearing
it's
them.
Also, which is really pathetic to me, is that you're just going to put your hand up, put your finger up in the air, and if the wind is blowing this way, all right, well, we're going to go this way.
Yep.
If the wind is blowing this way, we got to go the other way.
Whoa,
going this way now.
Whoa,
say, why can't you just be an anchor?
Can't
you're the NFL? Be an anchor. Be a rock. Like, have the courage of your convictions.
Please.
Be true to yourself. Like, understand and do not allow yourself to be influenced. This is the same thing with the whole Pittsburgh Steelers putting the name on the back of their helmet and no one having a clue that the guys whose name they put on the back of the helmet was part of a drive-by shooting, was like a dangerous freaking criminal. And then Marquise Pouncey finds out about it, and he's angry. He is so angry.
Whose fault is that?
Because he realized that he just got used.
Played.
They got, yeah, they played him. They totally took advantage of him, took advantage of his willingness to be part of the cause, and they screwed him.
So maybe you should pay attention, because he blamed the Pittsburgh Steelers. He basically said, well, the Steelers came out with a list of different names that we could put on the back of our helmet. So you tell me, if you're a player and you want to make a statement, don't you go and look at those names and go online. It's very easy. They got this little Google machine now. You can check out
once
all
again,
the names
you want.
If you're
very passionate about it, do it. But if you're doing it just to pick a name that you don't even know about, like you said, you're being used.
Yes.
And they were, yeah.
They were used.
Yeah.
And they're all pissed off right now because they're sitting there going, I don't represent that. Well, you should have done your homework.
Well, the minute you put it on your helmet, you did.
Yeah, you should have done your homework.
And if you're going to do something that's gonna you're going to represent, you should probably look into it first. Maybe. Just an idea. But yeah, it's they have to. The problem is what happens when the NFL comes out in 2 or 3 weeks and just says, all right, you know, you're right. I mean, now that we're testing every day, you know, coaches don't have to wear it on the sidelines. Do these guys get their money back? It's $100,000. Like after taxes. Okay. It's, you know what I mean? After taxes. So for those guys, it's probably more like 180, almost $200,000.
Well, here's the problem.
Right?
Yes. Here's the problem in which I agree with the coaches that the coaches should not do it. And you noticed what Bill was doing the other day. He had this like floating one, and he was sliding it up and down because he knew they were having difficulty hearing him on the other end. So why don't the announcers? I watched the announcers doing the game last night, 50th anniversary, yeah. Monday Night Football. They're wearing the old yellow jackets. Why aren't they wearing masks? There are people around them. There's crew members. There's a whole crew that's in there. Why aren't they wearing masks? They're not wearing...
Well, because they have to talk into a mic.
That's what the coaches do.
Coaches do for four quarters.
That's what they do.
All game long.
That's their job in the game.
I know. It's crazy.
And so we're sitting there telling the coaches, you can't do it, but the announcers can? This is foolish, guys.
It's beyond...
We're losing our minds in all of this.
It is beyond ludicrous. I just don't know what else you're supposed to do. So if you're the coaches... You know you're getting tested. And here's the thing. Here's the crazy thing. So John Gruden last night after the game, he admits that he had COVID. He admits that he had it.
Right.
And he apologizes.
Thoughts
and he says, I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best. Blah, 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 blah. You know, so what are you supposed to do? And the crazy thing is, it's like when somebody admits that they have COVID, it's this weird admission of almost guilt that is carried. Hey, you know, I had COVID. I had COVID. Oh, my God. Did you realize that John Gruden had COVID?
Stigma.
Oh, my God. John Gruden had COVID, but he's okay.
Is he okay?
It's amazing.
Are you sure he looked
how,
good
like,
last
if
night?
You admit David you Ortiz had too. COVID.
I mean, David
more,
Ortiz.
He announced it on Nesson. There's more thoughts and prayers when people found out about what happened in Dominican a couple years ago.
It's just amazing. It's almost like, hey, look. He wasn't being careful. He wasn't doing the right things, and he got it. So if John Gruden can do it, you can get it. How about the athletic head trainer over in Minnesota for the Vikings, who was in charge of all the protocols, and he got it.
He got it.
He did the whole thing with Peter King, and he finds out that he got it like a week later. Eric Sugarman.
So I would expect that the NFL is going to do the same thing to the Las Vegas Raiders, to John Gruden. And the same thing is going to happen to Sean Payton and the Saints. They're both going to get it because they were moving it around. But do you understand? They have to. They have to talk. They have to communicate. That's what their job is during the course of the game.
I mean, $100,000. What do you have to do in the NFL to get fined $100,000? Like seriously, $250,000 to the organization on top of it. Like, what is how much was freaking Belichick fined for Spygate, for Christ's sakes? Might have been $1 million. Was it 500?
No, it was like $500,000.
Then
the organization got $100,000
for not wearing a mask when the head coaches, you know it. Like you just said, you know, how important is it do you communicate at all? You know that microphone you wear during the game? Do you ever use it?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. So does a mask make it hard to hear each other? Yeah, it does. And you're right. Like the analysts. Like, I'm talking to a mic, but so isn't that guy down there?
Yeah, but also, Lou, what happens when they get
and
tested Sunday morning?
And his communication's more important than yours, by the way.
So they get tested Saturday. They go into a hotel. They get tested again Sunday. Then they go to the game. What do they do? What do they think the coaches are doing between getting tested and then the game
spitting
being played?
Spitting in each other's mouths. Like, I don't know, rubbing
hanging
each
hanging
other.
Hanging out with Greg Hill? Lotion. Hey, Greg, get over here.
Combing each other's beards.
Shirt off. Yeah. I'm going to rub against you.
Rubbing around each other, rolling around the room naked. I don't know what the hell they think they're doing.
See, the problem is once you start talking about this, you get all the people that look at it and politicize it, and they're all worked up, and they're, oh, my God, you got to wear a mask. We're agreeing with you. We have no problem with the public wearing masks in compromising situations. There's no question about it. But you have to make a strong case on how NFL coaches have to wear it when they have to communicate, when they're in an environment where they're with those people every single day, and every single one of them on the sideline is being tested every single day. You've got to make a case. Somebody want to make a case? Go ahead.
No, it's like you said. Do you wear masks with your family in the living room?
No.
Why?
Because we're around each other every single day.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Same
thing.
And if
you got tested if your family got tested every single day,
which is unbelievable,
why would you feel like you need to wear a mask around each other?
Exactly.
Like this group does.
All right, we get to the phone call. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. You should really apologize.
For what?
You said a bad word.
Go screw.
So what people do, it's 2020.
When it was bleeped out. No one heard it.
Well, they knew exactly what you said, though, and you should apologize maybe to Christian and myself.
I would like an apology.
It's 2020. It's the 2020.
Yeah. My feelings were hurt.
You have to apologize for anything you do, Lou. You should know that by now.
Mm-hmm.
The rules, the regulations.
Come on. Why don't you know what? Practice.
Practice?
Just practice.
So I apologize for how I feel about my kid can't go to recess 10 feet apart. For Christ's sakes, he can't even throw a football to one another 10 feet apart. He literally watched paint dry at recess. They sit in a circle and they talk 10 feet apart. Meanwhile, I go and watch like a Pup Warner game, and it's one-hand touch. There's 15, 20 kids out there playing football. I watch my kid play baseball all weekend long with 10, 12, 13 kids on a team. And at recess, they go outside and they got to sit in a goddamn circle. Ooh. They can't even throw a football or use a freaking jump rope.
We're all,
you
got to
be kidding me. What
this.
Are you doing 10 feet? When was that a rule? Who came up with that? Psycho. When did that happen? 10 feet apart.
I know. What happened to
you can't even throw a football. You can't use a jump rope. You can't use anything. They give them freaking chalk to write on the ground at recess. These kids are like 10.
Stop it.
They come out there snapping. They want to run around. They can't do anything. Sit in a circle or detention. God forbid if you pick up. They played catch with a shoe and got in trouble. I'm not even lying. That you want me to get mad about? Yeah, I'll get mad at that. 10 feet apart my ass. They're 10 years old. Let them play. Christ, they're cooped up 2 days a week with a mask on all day. Let them go outside. They're 10 feet apart. Where'd that come from?
Where'd that come from?
You can't use equipment. What are you doing?
Wait, so when they go outside,
who made
these
rules?
Hold on. Wait, so when they go outside,
It was him. Passing the damn buck.
Wait, does it look like just like a field of cows, of like just a bunch of animals just milling around?
Yes.
Like just grazing? That's what I see, but 10 feet apart. Right?
Where'd that come from?
What happened to 6 feet?
I know, but
what's 6 feet?
Wait, I heard
what happened to flattening the curve?
I heard 6 feet was wrong. I heard the CDC screwed up.
Whatever. No one will believe any of it.
Yeah, I think the CDC said CDC claimed that it was more than 10 feet.
Talked to us that it should be 6 feet. Yeah. Guarantee the woman probably's got about 1,000 cats in her house. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, like birds everywhere. And it's like, really? Birds. That's who we're going to go by?
Ryan,
10 feet apart.
Get close to that button. Get ready. Christ.
What kind of shoe was it, though? I mean, I think that really does factor.
How much was that shoe?
Kids got in trouble at recess for playing catch with a damn shoe. Really, Marshfield?
Confiscated all the balls.
We are we're getting crazy with all of this. We really are. And we're not sitting here telling you that you should get callous and you shouldn't wear the mask.
No, they wear a mask all day.
Right. They're doing everything.
Meanwhile, they play Pup Warner on weekends together.
Stupid.
They're playing soccer. They're playing baseball. They're doing all these things.
But we know what's happening. They're doing it for a look.
That's well, you want to know what so mine was so we have soccer, and so only one parent can be on the field watching their kid at a time, right? So the one they want to one they want to limit the amount of people on the field, and they want to make sure you keep your distance. Obviously,
on what field?
So the soccer field, right? So there's a big field. It's like three games going on, three fields, three different games going on. So there's a lot of activity, but the reality is so there's like this fence. So all you have to do is one parent is on one side of the fence, the other parent is on the other side of the
fence. Stupidest thing I've ever
heard. I'm literally hugging my wife, but only thing between us is a fence. So there is no, it just, here's what it is. You know what it is? We all gotta cover our ass.
That's what it is.
That is, it's like, I don't want to get sued. So listen, I don't believe it either.
Meanwhile.
You know the Joneses? They're litigious. They like to sue everything because little Johnny is such a little baby. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, meanwhile, like high tide down at the Green Harbor Bridge, there's 60 kids hanging out together, jumping off the damn bridge, or the C Street Bridge. There's 50, 60 kids at a whack, and they're about a week to go from not being able to even look at one another.
They did it all summer. My kids were with other kids, Mike.
10 feet apart.
It's ridiculous.
Recess.
But you know what it is? You know what it is? It is people telling us what we need to do, and yet they're doing something totally different. I think Nancy Pelosi taught us that lesson already, okay? And I don't mind it. If she wants to get her hair done, I'm fine
with
that.
Did.
Just don't lecture me.
You need your hair did.
Right. You need your hair done. Oh, just don't lecture me and
I
tell
feel better.
Me,
thanks for letting me get
that
up
I
that
can't
mind.
Do it.
No, I, you know what? We kind of just baited you into it.
I knew where you were going, and I had to just let it off. I didn't swear, though.
This is kind of like, you're like,
we call those pukes down at Duxbury.
we're like therapeutic, like Cam Newton, the whole Brady, the whole like Patriot experience. Yeah. Like it's therapeutic for him.
Good.
It's therapeutic. We're like your therapist.
Can I throw one little thing out to you guys since we're talking about all this different stuff? Remember when we had a lot of people saying that Skip Bayless was going to get fired? Remember he had those
insensitive comments.
He had the comments, insensitive comments about Dak Prescott and his depression, and all he cared about is him showing up and playing well, and he was really insensitive to it. And the next day, he comes on the air, doesn't even talk about it at the start of the broadcast, and then mentions that he will talk about it after the break. He does, and instead of doing what everybody does these days, which is, I apologize if I offended you, he did none of that.
No.
He doubled down
on it. No.
And just like Milbury, he got fired today,
he
right?
did not get fired.
What do you mean?
Because he has a boss. He has a company that sits there and says, you know what? I'm not going to let the mob push us around. So he works for Fox Sports, FS1. He is signing a new deal that will pay him more than $6 million a year.
Wow.
And all Skip Bayless does is come out with blowhard, ridiculous takes that we sit here and we play, and it's probably part of the charm of Bayless because we sit and talk shows across America do it and say, what an idiot. Did you hear what Skip Bayless just said?
I know Christian very well. When he speaks about Tom Brady or the New England Patriots, I listen.
And he's just laughing all the way to the bank as he gets $6 million a year, and you can't rub him out, even though the mob attempted to. Yep. They tried to rub him out, and his bosses said, you know what? He's good for us. He's got crazy takes. We're going to stay with him. Matter of fact, we're going to give him a big old pay raise.
$6 million.
I do like the fact that, you know, even, okay, so what, if it was a little insensitive. Now going through.
It was a national suicide day.
Okay, well, I don't think he knew that.
It was very insensitive.
I don't think he knew that.
It literally was on national suicide day.
Very insensitive.
I don't think he knew that. I don't think he knew it was national suicide day. I can actually vouch for him and say that he did not know that it was National Suicide Day.
It's on every calendar. Come on.
Is it?
Please. Yes.
Is it right next to like Labor Day at the bottom of it?
National Suicide Day? Go to your calendar on the phone.
Like Secretary's Day?
Yeah, every Hallmark holiday is listed.
Okay, so fine. So he said something wrong. He didn't murder anybody. He didn't chop off their hands. He didn't throw them in a well and tell them to put lotion on it and
people
all this other stuff.
Canceled for less.
But thank God they didn't.
I know, I'm just saying.
I mean, I guess that's my point. So fine. He put his foot in his mouth. I mean, good luck not doing it nowadays. I would say you have a better chance of putting your foot in your mouth than not.
So let me just give you the business angle of it here. So he said this, and the world was up in arms. And his audience is not great. FS1's not doing great. So the audience is like 170,000. That's what he gets for daily audience. So the very next day, because he said something that was outrageous on National Suicide Day, right? The very next day, his audience nearly doubled. And why did it nearly double? It nearly doubled because people wanted to hear what he was going to say. So as crazy as the take was, as insensitive as it was, his company's looking at it saying, if he can double the audience by saying something outrageous like that, we're going to pay him. We're going to keep him. We're not going to cancel him.
That used to be the mindset.
Yes. Right?
Somebody in the media says something controversial. Ooh, everyone's going to come now and listen.
Mm.
Now, you're lucky if you get an opportunity to kind of come on that next
day. I tell you what, he knows what he's doing.
Well,
and to Glenn's point, he knows what he's doing.
He knows exactly what
he's
doing.
And I think that, not even Milbury. I mean, did he actually get fired? Did he end up getting fired?
Well,
no,
he took him off.
No, he's not going to get fired.
We don't know that.
A lot of this is just is done beforehand. Like somebody like Milbury, would it shock you if somebody at NBC Sports was just, or NBC was just waiting for an opportunity to move on from him? Would that shock you? Jeremy Roenick?
No.
Would it shock you that a lot of these guys, they probably look at, you know, so Skip, all right, different story. Maybe they like him over there, but I think it has a lot to do with your employer, who you are. They're like, listen, he's good for us. I get it, but he's kind of a pain in the ass, and that's the kind of guy that's got to be careful.
Yeah, but the problem with
the
problem with the Milbury thing is, anytime we hear anything that might sound like it might be a little insensitive, or it might in some way insult somebody, we just want to cancel right away. In essence, Milbury was right. Within 2 weeks after that, did we not have a player who not only got caught and thrown out, but he was actually banging one of the COVID-19 testers?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. The problem is the mob went after Milbury, and they created what he said. They made it something different. I believe completely different.
Yes.
We all know what he was talking about. You know, we all know that it was the guys going out, chasing ladies at a bar, they're single or whatever it might be. Somehow it turned into Mike Milbury doesn't want women covering sports, doesn't think they're worthy, doesn't think they're equal. So they got what they wanted. They got their flesh out of him.
But you're right, Christian. Everybody was calling for Bayless to be fired. Instead, what happened is he had a company that had a pair of balls and sat there and said, you know what? He's good for business for us. Okay? And so we're going to do just the opposite. He didn't even have to apologize. He literally doubled down. And what they did is they gave him a huge pay raise. And Skip Bayless
going to make
$6 million
a year. Imagine doing that during a contract extension or discussing your contract and that happens. You're like, oh no.
I know.
And it turns out they actually give you a $6 million deal. You're like, oh, okay, that worked out well.
Yeah, the rest of the world's not quite like that. No. Be careful about what you say.
I wish I'd had LeBron as my father.
617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Got to go out there and execute.
Yeah,
and McCaffrey got hurt
awful
late in that game. He was there early when they were beating the oops.
Yeah, oh, hold on. There you go, Ryan. He does know when he says it, though. Some people just say it, and they say, did I really? I dropped an F-bomb? S-bomb? Did I do that? You notice right away, oops.
In his defense, though, there when you get comfortable just and you act like you're not, the red light isn't on, and you're not in the studio. Because I've actually caught myself a couple times
drinking
the last
heavily.
Not yet.
Caught yourself a couple times. You almost swore last week.
Yeah.
Oh, you hit it well. I had no idea.
I know.
Do you guys have any idea that the
big
fellow
over here? I am a pro.
Well,
I mean, I'm a professional.
I would call you semi. So the question we all have here is, have we become a wussy little town now?
Yes.
So everybody's looking at Sunday's game, Sunday night, and they're sitting there going, it was a good loss. And I agree. There were a lot of positive things, encouraging things you were facing. One of the best quarterbacks in the league. You were doing it out there on the road, and I'm willing to give them all of that. First week, Miami was okay. They ran. They didn't throw the ball. Now they throw 397 yards against Seattle. That's all well and good. But we can't do this every week, can we? Oh, good loss. Oh, the boys tried hard. Nice performance. Nice job. No. You have got to beat this Raiders team. Now, you're worried about this game.
Yeah.
Because we all watched the Raiders last night. They put up, 34 up on the board against the Saints last night. They really limited Drew Brees. He was nothing. Can he throw the ball past 10 yards now?
I don't know.
Is that an issue now?
Suddenly, so what a difference a week makes,
he's
right?
He's falling off the cliff, this guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's washed up. He's washed up.
That's it.
I do think that, you know, so there's a lot of like, hey, this is something you can build on. Okay, let's keep him in our top five power index, you know. You know, even with the loss, oh, we realize that this is a scary team because how good Cam is. I mean, you look at the schedule and you say, all right, at the beginning of the season, wow, the Patriots got a really tough schedule. Does it look as tough as it was?
San Fran changes things.
The injuries.
Denver, I thought, was just like an interesting team, but Cortland Sutton's out. Drew Lock is out. And you sort of sit
Von
there like,
Miller is out.
Philip Lindsay's out. Von Miller's out. So.
Oh, then you go to LA. Blake, you go to the Chargers.
Blake Bortles is in.
Well, San Fran's the big one, though, right?
Like, but Jimmy G's playing, I think, this week.
Right. And
the loss of Bosa is huge.
So they still have four more weeks to get healthy.
See, I would say that based on, like, okay, I'm not a victim of the moment with the Raiders. It was just, okay, wow, just look at the basic stuff. They have a lot of speed. And a lot of young talent. Both two of their starting wide receivers are first-year rookies. They're tight ends, second-year guys, young guys. I mean, Jason Witten is on that team. The dude plays goal line, and when he's out there, you're like, oh,
my
God.
He's a fullback now. That's what
he
is.
He got old quick.
Quick.
Doesn't even play. He only plays in goal line situations.
He goes down like Gronk now.
He does. Like, he just falls to the ground. It's amazing. And I know why they got him, because they got young guys. They want him to be a mentor. Yeah. And their quarterback, whatever you think about Derek Carr, the dude's pretty good.
They have a
physical philosophy running the football with a physical downhill running back.
Okay,
so
the running game does concern me. The passing game, not as much, though.
Why would not the passing game? Why would the passing game not worry you?
Because I think that's where your strength is. This is the strongest part
of
the Patriots.
Really? Realize they scored five touchdowns?
I do.
Hold on, wait. Glenn, I don't know if you heard this or not.
The quarterback's a lot better than Derek Carr.
I know you did the post game. You realize that he threw five touchdown passes?
I did. It was late. It was early in the morning. It was late. I might have forgot.
Wide receivers, I think, are better, too.
The tight end.
In Seattle.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the tight end, to me.
And the running back.
Tight end, to me, is the problem. The running back is a problem because I still don't know if they can defend a run. I would be really concerned about that right now. Linebackers and the guys up front. The secondary, I'm sorry, that's the strength of this team. They need to come out and play well. So I don't want excuses for this game on Sunday. They played last night. They've got to travel Sunday. They're playing a game at 1 o'clock, which is really a morning game out in Vegas. Their heads and the clock is not going to be.
Everybody's telling them how great they are. No, they're 2-0. They're reading their own press clippings.
And Belichick's going to have something up their sleeve. You know he's going to give them a wrinkle. You got to win this game. I'm not going to do this Sunday night and sit there and say, oh, it was a nice loss. We don't do that here.
No. Oh, and these are the teams. Like, listen, we all look at the only good losses you will have at Seattle, Kansas City, Baltimore. You know, and I thought San Fran might have been one of those games, too. You just chalk it up. Like, okay, they're going to lose those games, but maybe they can look like they did in Seattle, have a shot, and you'd feel good about it. But if you believe that they're going to win 9 games, 10 games, you got to beat the Raiders. You know, you got to beat the Bills or split with the Bills.
Got to beat Denver.
You got to beat Houston's.
Yeah.
You know, you got to beat the Chargers.
Like, absolutely.
Like, there's, you know, you should beat, if you think they're that type of team, you should take care of business against the Jets in Miami.
Right. Or you're going
and
to.
And then there's that middle, and you should lose to the upper class.
So if you.
What do you do against the middle class? This is one of those teams. And maybe they're better than that. Maybe Arizona is better than that. But still, these are like the swing games as far as what you think they can become.
Yeah, I think the difference between
and they really should win this game. When you look at Monday night followed by a Sunday day game on East Coast
schedule just bails you out in
Vegas?
This one. Vegas.
Vegas can't be happy with that schedule.
It can't be. They bail you out. But the difference, Lou, of winning a game like this Raiders game is the difference of whether you're going to be right with your prediction or I'm going to be right or Christian's going to be right that they're going to win 9 games.
Might be.
Okay? That's going to be the difference of 6 or 7 wins and 9 or 10 wins is going to be those games. It's going to be Oakland. It's going to – Oakland, I did it. It's going to be Vegas. You guys get me
you
doing
looked
it.
You at Seattle
or
and
Denver.
Said, but, you know, for them to throw the ball, they are attacking you at your strength, right? With Lockett and Metcalf, like they are coming at you with the wide receivers against your strength, the corners. This team, the Raiders, it's not really like that, though.
It's the middle of the field.
Yeah, it's not like they're wide receivers. Like the kid Ruggs, he's not really all that, you know, kind of involved.
Ruggs is the third. He's the third.
Renfro was a scrappy little guy.
Slot guy.
But they don't attack you to your strengths, so they could actually stay away from your strengths and attack you for what you're actually weak at right now, which is front 7 and middle of the field, right?
And they can run. And their offensive line is pretty good. with some crazies up there. This is Brock. Brock's in Middleboro. Hey, Brock.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is a perfect week for me because I'm a lifelong Raiders fan. The only bad games I've ever been to have been Raiders games. But I've been saying for weeks now, I don't know why this is a game on the schedule that people assume the Patriots are going to win. The Raiders' strengths is their running and attack in the middle of the field. Those are the two places the defense is the worst at on the Patriots. And although Ruggs is a first year rookie, he is so fast that if you ignore him for one play, it's going to be a 70-yard touchdown. So they're going to have to allocate some of their strengths to dealing with the overtop, even though they're going to be pounded in the middle of the field and up the middle. It's going to be, I mean, I've been saying it for weeks. They had a better chance of beating the Seahawks than they have the Raiders. The strength of the Raiders match up terribly.
All right, Brock, how do you feel about, because I think it's going to play a big factor. The Raiders play Monday night, and they come out here and play a 1 o'clock game on the East Coast. Mm. How do you feel about that?
The positive side of that is the fact that the Raiders are a very young team. I think the turnaround isn't going to be as big of a deal as if their star players were, you know, in their second contract, so to speak.
Yeah, I think the young team is the type of team that screws up in situations like that. We're not talking about being tired. We're talking about you just not accustomed to playing at 10 o'clock in the morning. I also think they have been, even during the John Gruden era here, they have been undisciplined. So that is the type of team that will make mistakes. They only had 13 yards of penalties last game. Brock, two games. And again, they're going to be in a situation that's not going to be like the first 2 weeks. This is a different week where they played Monday night, and suddenly they're going to have to travel on Friday, and they're going to have to be out on the field at 1 o'clock when they're still dealing with a totally different time zone. I think it's a factor. Christian, you would know better. Yeah. You played the game. You tell me. You played in Seattle.
No,
you come east. What happens?
I'm telling you, it sucks. It's not that I don't, it can't be done, because it can be done. I think it's such a, the Patriots lucked out because they do have to navigate that. Because the greatest challenge, I think, for the Raiders is, do they come out sleepwalking through the first or second quarter? Right. And if they do the Patriots take advantage of it? And I'm not talking about throwing careless passes. I'm talking about, you know, this guy jumps off sides. Now it's first and 15, and every possession is harder than it should be.
And it snowballs.
You can't get out of your own way.
See,
and then you know, and then by the time you wake up and you start realizing that there's a game going on, you go, oh yeah, how many points ahead are they? Let's start playing. Let's play catch up now.
It's weird because you don't really. I never remember dealing with that with baseball. It was just more about the flights and when you got in. Because one year I was out in San Diego, you come east. But it was like that first game's at 7 o'clock at night. So you know what I mean? It's like it's no big deal. And the third game may be a Sunday morning at 1, but by then, after a couple of days, you sort of, you know, slept a little bit here and figured some things out. You don't just show up out of nowhere and all of a sudden, boom, you know, fly in somewhere on a Saturday night or whatever and have like one day to be like, oh, and then wake up at 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
strange. I remember going east to west, and that first game was at 7, which to your body's at 10.
Yeah.
And like the sixth inning, you're like, Jesus. 1 in the morning. You know what I mean? Like your body is sort of like, but I don't remember it the other way around.
I think there's one other thing that factors in. So you get the short week, plus when you get teams that are coming in and they're not accustomed to playing Bill Belichick, he gets into their head. This is Derek Carr after the game last night.
If we want to, you know, be all excited and feel good about ourselves because people are saying nice things now and all that kind of stuff, then we're going to go to the Patriots on a short week and lose. Going on a short week to the Patriots, we can't. I mean, it feels good. Yes, high fives go around, but Coach Belichick has a day up on me already. You know, I got to get to studying.
And that's what they're worried about. You're always worried about that. You tell me, an opposing team is sitting there going, okay, we saw what the Patriots did last week against Seattle, but they're going to come up with a totally different game plan for us. And you're
I will add to this. I mean, holy cow, he recognizes the challenge
that's
ahead
good.
Of him.
That's a good
I
start.
I mean, I would say instead of like, you know, oh, I'm nervous, like, wow. He's already prepped for us. So I would say he'd probably, and so have your coaches, by the way. They already broke down that second game, so they're kind of ahead of it. And in a way, the Patriots had to start breaking down that second game late Monday night. So, I mean, I don't know if ands or buts, who knows, but I do like the fact that they realize that, listen, even though Tom Brady's not there, Bill is still kind of running this defense, and he's going to try and find a way to slow you down.
One other thing before we take the break. The Deion Sanders' latest venture. So he joined Barstool Sports. He was there for, what, 2 weeks? Was that it?
Was it 2 weeks after that janky set they had on that one? What he showed up in his Hall of Fame jacket. Oh, so janky.
So he got pissed off because the NFL Network wouldn't pay him big bucks. Instead, of course, Bayless gets paid big bucks, but Deion doesn't get the money. So Primetime sits and goes over to Barstool Sports, probably just to piss off the NFL Network because I don't know what they were paying him. But he's there for 2 weeks, and now he is the head football coach at Jackson State.
Yes.
Is that it?
That was it.
And so last night they had like a coronation where they drove him in with the big SUVs and the lights on.
The band.
And all works and the band playing. Yep. And they bring him in. Well, already less than 24 hours later, apparently this thing is kind of falling apart.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Well, there's some confusion at least.
Confusion would be the way to do it. So Joe Cook from Joe Cook Sports, according to sources, Deion Sanders coaching will be Jason Phillips' offensive coordinator, Terrell Owens, your wide receiver coach.
Oh, jeez.
Warren Sapp, your defensive line coach. Dennis Thurman, your defensive coordinator. Mario Edwards, senior, your defensive backs coach. So Deion Sanders this morning apparently kind of talked about this.
We've met twice a week on Zoom for quite some time. We already have installs offensively and defensively as well as special teams. So the reluctancy is just to secure people. Some of those coaches are still employed at various colleges, so we're just trying to secure them to make sure they don't ruffle any feathers. But that staff has been completed for quite some time, probably for the last several months that's been done. So everybody can stop texting, calling, tweeting, DMing, trying to get your nephew, uncle, cousin a job because it's already done. And that staff, like I alluded to yesterday, have 84 years combined of NFL coaching and playing experience.
All right, so when you hear the playing aspect, you sit there and say, oh, the Terrell Owens thing makes sense now. The Warren Sapp thing makes sense. Deion Sanders tweeted this out, capital letters, by the way, all uppercase. This is absolutely wrong. This is how junk gets started. Not a good way to get started with me. # Coach Prime. Mm. Wow.
Oh, do I have to call him Coach Prime?
Coach Prime.
Do I have to call him that? I mean, really, does anyone think this is a long-term play by Deion Sanders?
No.
Like, can you imagine
some
poor
kid? Is this a reality TV show?
I feel like that's going to be part of the deal. But can you imagine some poor kid? So Deion convinces these kids to come here. I'm gonna be your coach. I'm going to treat you. I have all these connections to the NFL.
Big recruits.
Yeah, big recruits. Like, change your mind. Don't go to LSU. Don't go to Georgia. Hey, don't go to Clemson. Come here, Jackson State. And he's there like a year and a half. And he leaves, and some poor kid who thought he was going to be coached by Warren Sapp and Terrell Owens and who name any other Hall of Famer, like they're all gone, coaching for $1 million a year at a better city.
You're right. It's not like they're going to play him at like LSU, where if Deion leaves, you're like you're in LSU.
You're still in LSU. SEC.
Like if you are that caliber of a player and you're turning down Ohio State's and you know Florida State, whatever LSU, to go at Jackson State, right, and be part of that. He can't leave, right? I mean, because if he does walk after 2 years, you're like, okay, now I'm in this conference, and this isn't helping me get to the NFL. I'm more curious because I'm not so sure that this is wrong. We'll see. I mean, would it show? We read this earlier, and I was like, T.O. is a wide receiver coach. Like, can't you just see these guys talking about Hall of Famers? Where Deion's just like, listen, you got to check this guy, and if he gets by you, no big deal. You need some catch-up speed. Okay, you can be able to fly like I did, and you can pick him. You can knock that pass free. Yeah. T.O. teaching the guys, like, getting a wide receiver out of the way. Be like, let me show you how you do it. You know, and all of a sudden, I could see T.O. after spring workout saying, I'm going to go travel for the NFL. Or the corner not covering T.O. and Deion jumping in. Yeah. And these two just battling each other in practice.
Yeah, I can also say, okay, young receiver.
Turn into, watch these guys play.
Here's T.O. Hey, young receiver, I tell you what you need to do. Okay, forget about all that. Forget. Okay, what you need to be, I want you to be 6'4". I want you to be able to run a 4.3, okay, and have unbelievable hands. Can you do that for me?
What's going on, Bo?
And I want you to be a little crazy because that people like that stuff, right? I mean, come up with a gimmick.
Is this football or baseball? Because you down there pitching shutouts, man.
Great players. I'm not sold on them being great coaches because in the end, it's like, dude, what? Just catch the ball. Why can't you catch it?
Do what I did.
Yeah.
Oh, like, run the ball.
Yeah, your genetics suck. What's wrong with you? I caught everything. Teaching you the same thing that I did. Why can't you do it?
Can I ask a question about this wonderful academic institution of the Jackson State? Did they go into a little research with Dion? Didn't Dion have a little trouble with sexual harassment back in 2017?
No, Warren Sapp did.
Warren Sapp did, right? Warren Sapp had the he didn't pay the hookers.
The Super Bowl.
He didn't pay the hookers.
He didn't pay the bill. Everybody got naked.
He just didn't pay the bill.
He didn't pay the hookers. Right. That's all. So, yeah, that was not a big deal. He just
Dion had
them.
Something? I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think he was they never found anything.
No, it was there fraudulent.
It was fraudulent. Somebody came forward. But Warren Sapp definitely.
Yeah, former employees with Warren Sapp at the NFL Network said that he bought female employees, of course, said Sapp bought them sex toys.
Yeah.
Well, but he got to but you got to have a fall guy, right? You got to have a fall guy.
I mean, so maybe they wanted a sex.
Listen,
toy.
It may
this is
work.
A university though.
Like you said, I'm with you. Like, you know, Hall of Fame guys coaching. You know, I don't know. Maybe, hopefully, it'll work for these guys. I just think it'll be an amazing follow. You know, to see, because that's what the movement is, right? Because I remember the basketball team, the kid that went to Howard. I think he committed to Howard. He's like one of the top recruits in the country, and he turned down like, you know, Duke and Carolina and Kentucky, and he's going to Howard. So they're trying to get this movement, you know, in this league. And listen, it'd be great if they turned it around. But to your point, you go, you know, you recruit, you convince them to leave Ohio State or LSU. And I don't know, a year or two, you're just like, yeah, it ain't for me. Oh, yeah. I got a better gig. You know, ESPN wants me back.
Yeah, yeah. CBS
or the
called.
NFL wants me.
Yeah, yeah.
Over or under, how long does it last? The Deion Sanders.
1 year.
2 years.
1 year. 1 year and out. See ya. This is not Herb. Williams out in Edwards. Out in Arizona State, because he was a coach before. He knows how to coach.
And he's in Tempe. Yeah,
right.
God, that'd be the
worst. He doesn't want to go to Tempe. Right.
No. To get some good recruits and bail after a year.
A different story.
Oh.
This hour brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams Ram Power Days. Get your new 2020 Ram Bighorn today. Hey, if you missed Cam Newton this morning, he was terrific. On with the Greg Hill Show. We will play an abridged version of it coming up at the final hour. Your phone calls at 617-779-7937. And is Cam better with this team than Tom Brady?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.